On the day they met 37 years ago, John and Lynn Bauer went for a drive in the country, and they've been driving ever since. The Bloomington couple travels highways and back roads of Indiana, seeking out artifacts of the state's disappearing past for John to photograph.
We have driven through every single city and town that's on the Indiana Highway map, and there's 2,099 on the map.
The Bowers have produced 6 books of John's black and white photos that concentrate on places and objects that have fallen by the wayside. Their book, Lingering Spirit, documents forgotten Indiana farmsteads, stores, and barns. After the Harvest depicts Indiana's fading grain elevators and feed mills, and Silent Workplace showcases abandoned buildings where Hoosiers once earned a living. The photos invite the viewer to reflect on loss and the ravages of time.
I try to bring out the emotion in these pictures and the memories and all the stories. I know there's stories there, and the least I can do is take a nice picture of it to remember it, because I know it won't be there forever.
What do you think draws you to photograph images of decay and ruin?
I have a lot of feeling for the people that built these places, because I'm a hands-on person, and I know, you know, those places were all built by hand. Also, the fact that they aren't going to be there forever. I've taken pictures of all kinds of places that are now gone. You know, some of them were knocked down, you know, the day after I shot them. Old abandoned places just don't last.
Bauer works in the old-fashioned medium of film and processes the pictures in his home darkroom. I asked him if he finds film superior to digital images.
The way I look at it is that they're almost different mediums. It's like the difference between oil painting and watercolor, the difference between black and white and color. Because so many people that shoot digital will tweak them and polish them up and make them a little more perfect in the computer. That's fine. You know, I've seen lots of really nice digital pictures, but it's just, for me, it's black and white film.
John and Lynn Bauer work as a team to produce the books. When out on location, John photographs while Lynn takes notes and interviews people associated with the pictures. Together, they choose which photos will go in the book, with Lynn getting final say. Lynn, who's an artist and graphic designer, then lays out the cover and inside pages. The couple produces the books through their own publishing company, Studio Indiana.
We have our own publishing company, so we do everything ourselves. So, you know, we don't have the delays a big publishing company might have. That gives us total control, but it also gives us total responsibility. So we get the headaches as well as the joys.
The Bowers' new book, Journey's End, documents the relics and ruins of Indiana's transportation industry. The chapter titled A Field of Hudsons documents an auto graveyard that the Bowers chanced upon during one of their outings. Driving down a lonely road at twilight, Lynn spotted a group of old Hudson automobiles far out in the field, overgrown with weeds.
And this field had almost 100 Hudson automobiles in it.
Oh my gosh.
All lined up in 4 rows. It was just an amazing archive of old rusted automobiles, and they were all Hudsons.
That's a kind of a haunting photo. There's a photo of the rear window of one of the Hudsons with plants growing inside.
Right. This was like it had a split window in the back, two sides to it, and the inside was just engulfed with plants. Some of these were hard to shoot because there was so much in the way of foliage growing all over them.
So I imagine you find a certain beauty in decay and corrosion, rust.
There is a lot of beauty in decrepitude.
One chapter of Journey's End documents the last days of the Studebaker factory in South Bend, which made its last car in 1966.
This particular building, they started knocking it down just a few weeks after I shot it, so it's completely leveled now. There's a picture of the gatehouse, probably where the guard sat. There's an old mailbox sitting next to it, and the door is off its hinges, leaning on its side. You know, I think of everybody went through, you know, that gateway to get into the plant. And, you know, there was some official-looking guard there all the time, checking passes and whatever. And, you know, it's empty now, the door ajar.
A poignant photo in Journey's End shows the disintegrating steel chassis of a trolley car abandoned in a Brown County wood. The car was once part of a vast electric railway network in Indiana known as the Interurbans.
One of the things that we found around Indiana were old remnants of electric railways. There used to be a whole network of them all around the state, but there's hardly anything of these left. You know, the few things that we did find, you know, people don't know what they were anymore. They don't remember the electric railways in Indiana.
In photographing Indiana's vanishing past, do you have any particular goal? Is there any message you want to send to people or anything you want to do for people in showing them these images?
These places have actually defined who we are as a state. They're the places where our grandparents lived and worked, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents in some cases. And I think they need to be remembered. You know, since I can't tell the stories, I can tell the stories in pictures.
The Bowers' next book of photographs will be of buildings that were erected for the common good, buildings such as churches, courthouses, and old country schools. The voices that once echoed through these buildings are silent, but John Bowers' photographs are preserving their memory. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.